Yeah, I'm not sure that we have the version of that where Starship says we built this city on E-dates and other economic development incentives, but that's okay. That's okay. Joining us now, we have Chris Plotay. He is the CEO of Florida West Economic Development Alliance. That is our local in Escambia County, the economic development arm. In Santa Rosa County, it's much simpler. It's just a part of the government. In Escambia County, we have this kind of long history with the chamber and the spinoff into Visit and into Florida West and so forth, and the relationship with Pensacola Economic Development Council, PEDC. Don't ask me to explain all of it. It's not that important to understand, unless you're really a nerd. But that's okay. Chris Plotay has been in the job for about a year now. Chris, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News. I think for the first time. Is that right?
That's right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Although I think maybe Danny Zimmern had you on. So not the first time on the station, just maybe the first time you and I have talked. So great. By the way, congratulations on being in the job for about a year. I know you and I have talked kind of offline before, but things seem to be going well. I like some of the stuff that's happening. We had a big day yesterday. The Escambia County Commission voted, I believe, unanimously to approve Field International Group, which is the actual people behind the project. Was it Britain? Was that the name of the code?
Yeah, not that original, but yeah, it's Project Britain. And
so for people who don't know, what are they? Where do they come from? What do they do? What does it mean to us?
Yeah, so they do basically equipment for companies like ST to continue to do MRO work. They do MRO themselves, which is the maintenance, repair, and overhaul of aerospace companies or equipment, the actual planes or engines, whatever.
Okay. So I saw Channel 3 was running some B-roll for them, and largely what it featured was engines in various states of construction. Is they build the engine, they build the tools to work on the engine, they build the parts that go into the engine, or something else entirely?
Yeah, they're a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Actually, like within the Boeing manual, it references some of the equipment that they build. So they do, land equipment to help, remove the engine, all kinds of things, if you can imagine. It's just sort of this Sears catalog of aerospace maintenance and assistance.
Okay. So how will this interact with... They're going to be where? Midtown Commerce Park, the old Superfund site on 29? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. The initial building, they found a facility on Pasco Street, and so they're going to go there and start up the facility and then grow and build their own permanent headquarters.
By the way, if I'm not mistaken, that's the first thing on the Superfund site, right? That's the first actual building out there. Is that right?
This would not be this is taking an existing building, but it's the first project in gosh knows how long.
Yeah.
That landed out there.
And I know y'all had, I know the county commission had the cow yesterday for talking about that specifically, and we'll get to that in a minute because I have not watched it yet, but that's as much news as the fact that they're coming here. It's going to be what, 50 jobs on the first phase? Is that right?
Yeah, the $8 million of machinery and equipment that they're bringing and putting in the building with 50 jobs paying an average of $80,000.
Are these, and I know always the question people have about economic development is, are these jobs that will be exclusively for local residents, largely for local residents, or are they going to bring the jobs from elsewhere? Do we have the training pipeline that's going to be able to produce the technical skills that they need for their employees yet, or does that need to be developed?
So it'll be largely from here. I would never say exclusive.
Okay.
For a company, but largely. And if you look at the way they've described their other facilities throughout the world, is they hire and focus on local.
Okay.
So it's basically everything with the company is very family focused and family oriented. So that's how they even, sort of manage the workforce. And so they want those people to be local, be a part of the community. We're very lucky in the Escambia that we can be picky, Pensacola and the community has just been so desirable. So we can be a little bit more choosy on those companies that come in and the way they treat their employees. From what we've seen is going to be exactly what we want here.
And apparently what they love about here is the us. They love the community, they love the location, they love the people. All the things that we heard the other day from the American Magic folks too is the welcoming of those folks, right?
That's exactly right. It was interesting to hear at the American Magic event, that same story.
Yeah.
It's this community, and to be new, I'm from the Carolinas. I found it to be the same way. So when we
talk to our clients, me too.
It's not a, exactly. I think I heard you talk about that yesterday. It's not a sales pitch. You know, you're honestly talking about how this community is so welcoming, what your experience has been, and it is true every time. So.
Yeah, I mean, there might be a small contingent of, you know, kind of anti-carpetbagger, anti-other sort of sentiment, but it's really rare. I mean, I was amazed coming here, you know, 12 years ago, how open, welcoming, and eager people were to, you know, help me and talk to me and explain things to me, and that's what I hear from everybody, and it's just true. We are that kind of people, which is quite a selling point. You know, you can come and show people the facility, you can come and show people the beach, and then just take them out to lunch a few times and they'll get sold. You know, they'll see right away that that's kind of how we are. Chris Plate, Florida West, talking about Project Britain, which it turns out to be Field International Group, a kind of a parts and equipment supplier for the maintenance, repair, and overhaul, like ST Engineering and Aerospace is doing. Help me just get a real good picture of what exactly their role is. It sounds like they're a little bit like how Blue Wind makes the nacelles that then GE Vernova uses to put the machine heads into and assembles. Is it like that, that they are really a supplier for things that ST is going to use and that's going to be their role here? Or is it something, am I not thinking about this the right way?
Yeah, I mean, that's a smaller piece of it, but it's a definite piece. But it's not because of ST. They went throughout the U.S. kind of looking for a location from everywhere from Chicago, Ohio, you know, down to the Gulf. And so they supply across the globe to basically every OEM, so Airbus to, you know, Boeing to whoever. So they help supply them. They also help supply that maintenance supply chain.
Okay.
So like ST Aerospace, King Aero, you know, people that we have here.
Okay, so it's definitely not like Blue. It's definitely not like Blue Wind, and I mean, it's not as a, like, this is not a key location for them because they're that operation. They just wanted a place in the U.S. and they picked us out of all the places they were looking at that could have been anywhere.
Right, and so again, moving their headquarters here eventually from the U.K. So this is not only a great location because of things like ST and having Mobile across, you know, in the. And Airbus over in Mobile.
Yeah.
It's the it's a competitive location globally for them. So
when you were talking with them, that 29 location, that Midtown Commerce Park, or the old Superfund site, I mean, it's really languished, right? All these years, we've never really managed to put anything in there. There's been a lot of talk about it. Obviously, the committee of the whole meeting yesterday, you guys talked a lot about this. What was the key thing that got them interested in that site, as opposed to, let's say, being in Santa Rosa County, which obviously they've been, you know, doing very well, or being up in the county, unincorporated elsewhere, or being, I mean, even at the Tech Park, I suppose you could imagine that, or at OLF 8, which is, I mean, not quite ready yet. But from your point of view, what sold them on that location particularly?
Yeah, I think it was literally the available building. We had a handful of buildings that would work for them.
Okay.
And then the building that they chose was just, it fit for this first phase. And it allows them, they'll be there about 3 years. In about a year and a half, they'll start to build a 100,000 square foot facility dedicated for them.
Okay.
And so that'll be just a little bit further north, closer to I-10.
And that'll be also on 29, or do you know yet where that location is?
They have a couple sites, and so they narrowed it down to one, but just to let them continue to negotiate, we'll keep that open. But,
gotcha.
But it'll be an open greenfield project, so they have that site, and it's because of the access to I-10. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and so that's going to be another manufacturing site and their headquarters, or is the head, or am I putting too many things together?
You know, they'll eventually take what they're putting in place now as they get started and relocate that into the permanent facility.
Oh, okay. So this is temporary.
Manufacturing and headquarters and everything.
Okay. Yeah. So this is let's get going now at the facility at the Midtown Commerce Park. Eventually, we're going to build a building, move this into that, and also add our headquarters. Is that right?
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. So let's talk about it. I mean, again, this is, you know, fantastic news. I love new jobs. I love investment, and especially if you've got an international company coming here as opposed to anywhere else in the United States. That's pretty nice feather in the cap to be able to say, hey, this is the place. Talk about the Midtown Commerce Park and the plan, the committee of the whole that you guys had yesterday. I feel like it's just, I mean, the whole time I've lived here, it's just been, you know, fenced and overgrown, right? Okay, so Where are we at on that, and what did the commissioners decide yesterday with regards to developing that site?
Yeah, they were basically looking at the whole area, even across Palafox on the west side, their available properties that they received from EPA and how to best utilize those. And so, you know, there's some projects in the southern end that may incorporate an animal shelter and some other things that the county needs, fire training. But it's to the north is what Florida West and the county will work together on to master plan, so we can, you know, utilize all the property there. And then try to attach that to some private-owned property as well, to kind of link it back up. And there's about a little over 100 acres when you combine all that that we can target and push for companies that would be a good fit for Midtown.
Okay. And I know, you know, people who might not be, like, see it all the time or drive through the area, but, you know, for years and years, the old soccer complex at W Street just sat there vacant. In fact, I remember, you know, we used to go over there and shoot off model rockets, and, you know, I taught my kids how to start driving back on there when those roads were all open. And at least I think that's right. Anyway, I know we used to go back there for stuff. And, you know, also there was vagrancy and some crime and all that kind of stuff. But then it got closed off, and now it's just this giant regional trucking facility. There's going to be a Wawa on W at 29 or on 29 at W. You know, that's been renovated and it's completely different. And that's the funny thing about economic development is you're so used to it being one way for a long time, and then it can seem like suddenly within the space of a year or two, the whole nature of a location can change, right?
That's right. And funny you said that, that's generally the area that they're looking at for the finished headquarters.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Well, you know, there's a lot of sites in that vicinity, and, you know, you get used to 29 being one thing, or any street being one thing, and then it can be something else. I did want to ask you just, I think it was the previous Committee of the Whole that you presented about the tech park, and for people who might not have heard that conversation, and I know I talked about it, but I don't think we did a lot with it. There's been, you know, that is another site that it's kind of the target of ridicule a lot for people who say economic development doesn't work, and they'll say, well, look at the tech park, or look at OLF 8, or right. You know, look at the community maritime park and see what doesn't happen. And it's this kind of ongoing black eye for economic development in Escambia County. But you have stepped in and begun some things happening there that are pretty significant for developing that parcel, making it usable. Can you just maybe spend a minute or two and tell people what's going on at the tech park? That's, for people who don't know, that's right across from the Bay Center when you come down off 110 to the right there by the cemetery. That's that parcel we're talking about.
Yeah, a lot of people know it because they park there and have lunch. So it's kind of an underutilized piece for sure.
Right.
So we have come in there and basically, you know, some of the basic blocking and tackling wasn't done. So we needed to do some geotech at the appraisals, start to look at it, and so we have all that ready to go now. There were some limitations that were put on the property. Those restrictions are gone, so it kind of opens us up to really work with it. We have a couple projects that are looking pretty heavily at it. Actually, we're meeting next week with one of those to get that a little bit further down the line. But it's also trying to look at Tech Park as not just this isolated entity, but how does it work in the ecosystem there?
Sure.
And so if you look at from IHMC to the Florida Power Building, which we'll find out where that goes, but that sort of crescent right there is a wonderful place to kind of develop a defense and AI cluster. And so that's what we're trying to market that as. And then also to be an asset, not only, you know, we need like a parking deck because it's only a 9-acre site. So you've got to put the employees somewhere. And so we'll hopefully have a parking deck there. That parking deck off hours from, you know, 8 to 5 would be for the tech park, from 5 to whatever would be available for, like, whatever's going to develop at the Bay Center.
Okay, so it would function a lot the way the parking lot at Community Maritime Park works, which is during business hours it's reserved for the Stewarder Building, during off hours it's used for the Wahoos games.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
And it makes sense to get, again, full utilization of that as we look to, you know, get a developer, hopefully, to build that parking deck so that it makes business sense for them.
When do we expect the company to move in, Field? When are they going to come?
Oh, so Field is, I think they are, because we were waiting on last night, they are have some staff here already in the building sort of mapping out things, so the equipment should be coming soon now. They've green-lighted everybody to start bringing stuff, and so they'll be operational within months.
Oh, okay. And then last thing, somebody texted me in and says, So it's a 10-year E-date, so they're not going to pay taxes on the development, but they're not. It doesn't sound like they're doing a lot of development. They're just repurposing. You correct me if I'm wrong. Are they paying us for the building? Are they renting the building? Is this, we're just using that as a sweetener to get them to come here long-term with their full facility? What's the money look like?
Yeah, so it's a private function, you know, not a government function of that building. So it's a, they have a private lease with that group. We are assisting to kind of sort of take the edge off on the equipment, the property tax that we own the equipment in phase one.
Ah,
so the $8 million is solely machinery and equipment.
Okay.
And again, the E-date program, I know a lot of people, there's some nuance to this, and we're going to go to the county commissioners and talk more about it, but we're going to modify the E-date a little bit, for just modernize it. And, you know, this is new money. This is not, the county is not giving up its existing funds. This is funds that you would be new to you. So in the initial 5 up to 10 years for certain projects, you'll abate a certain portion.
Right.
And then they take the full, then they'll pay the full rate after that period. So,
and that's, you're exactly right. This is something people sometimes misunderstand. It's not that the county is spending money. They're foregoing what they could have otherwise collected on the economic development ad valorem tax exemption. So, or the exemption that they're granting to the E-debt. All right. Very
right.
Good. Chris Platay.
So a lot of people.
Go ahead. We're just totally out of time, but go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was going to say, you know, 100% of nothing is zero.
So, right.
You know, in many cases. So, yeah, this is, again, new money that allows us to do new things and keep the taxes low.
Well, I know we've had a lot of maybe it will, could be happening, names of projects that don't pan out. So it's great to hear one that is going to actually happen, especially in your first year of being in the job as Florida West CEO. Chris Platay, he's the CEO of Florida West Economic Development Alliance. Thanks for the time. Congratulations on the big win. And I know we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.